You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Document title: The Be Happy Attitudes. Continuing on the message from last week's podcast, Blessed are the meek, we are continuing in the Beatitudes, or as the late Dr. Schuller called them, the Be Happy Attitudes. So let us all dive into the topic of today and start on the blessing of this week. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. God is the Lord of righteousness, Adonai Tzidkenu. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3 to 10, King James Version. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. What is righteousness? Righteousness, noun. 1. The quality or state of being righteous. 2. Righteous conduct. 3. The quality or state of being just or rightful. They came to realize the righteousness of her position on the matter. Definition of righteous. 1. Acting in accord with divine or moral law, free from guilt or sin. 2. A. Morally right or justifiable, a righteous decision. B. Arising from an outraged sense of justice or morality, righteous indignation. 3. Slang, genuine, excellent. Examples of righteous. 1. A righteous man can be trusted to act honorably regardless of the circumstances. 2. Righteous behavior is its own reward. Hunger. What is it to be hungry? And how many times do we hear the children say, "I'm hungry"? Good morning, hungry, I'm Oprah. After the kids have breakfast, and I mean a large breakfast, it takes about 1.5 hours, and then it is again, "I'm hungry." But what is it to be truly hungry? Mother Teresa, on one of her early visits, stated that in India, people are truly hungry, but in America, we are starving too, but not for food, we are starving for righteousness. Psalm chapter 119, verse 73 to 80. Your hands made me and formed me. Give me understanding to learn your commands. May those who fear you rejoice when they see me, for I have put my hope in your word. I know, Lord, that your laws are righteous and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. May your unfailing love be my comfort according to your promise to your servant. Let your compassion come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. May the arrogant be put to shame for wronging me without cause, but I will meditate on your precepts. May those who fear you turn to me, those who understand your statutes. May I wholeheartedly follow your decrees, that I may not be put to shame. Godly law, which provides a life of love and justice, a law that leads to righteousness and repentance. A positive form of repentance instead of a negative repentance. A negative repentance is saying sorry and continuing. It is lip service without joy, in which nobody is pleased. Psalm chapter 119, verse 9 to 16. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. We do our best to have our children see the importance of whom it is that should be sorry by having them say, "I am sorry," and then, "For what?" But positive repentance is acknowledging that I need to be sorry for wrongdoing and then not to do it again, which seems to be a very difficult concept. To quote Dr. Schuller, positive repentance says, "I'm sorry I didn't believe in God's dreams. From now on, I will. I'm sorry for not loving myself as much as the Lord did when He died on the cross for me. From now on, I'll remember God loves me, and I will do my best to love too. I'm sorry I was so selfish that I surrendered to the fear of failure. I didn't want people to laugh at me. From now on, I'll attempt to do something great for God. I now commit myself to righteousness. I will do the right thing. I will respond to the dreams God gives me, even if they seem impossible." Righteousness comes through real repentance. And repentance is a process. Psalm chapter 119, verse 169 to 176. May my cry come before you, Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. May my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your promise. May my lips overflow with praise, for you teach me your decrees. May my tongue sing of your word, for all your commands are righteous. May your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, Lord, and your law gives me delight. Let me live that I may praise you, and may your laws sustain me. I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commands. Repentance must have two steps: saying no to the negative spirit-polluting part of self and saying yes to the positive spirit-filling part of God, saying yes to the dream God has for me. Righteousness? It is positive, faith-producing people who are actively pursuing a God-given dream. Psalm chapter 112, verse 1-4, King James Version. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. Righteousness comes through positive affirmations. I'm a child of God. I'm God's idea. God only has good ideas. I want to do it. I can do it. I will do it. I'm going to take chances. Our God is a great God. He is not a God of small things, but of great things. His plans are not scaled on our earthly abilities, but on His godly plan for our lives. Through our limitations, His glory will shine through, because it is not you or me that creates, it is God. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, Amplified Bible. And I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that He who began a good work in you will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, right up to the time of His return, developing that good work and perfecting and bringing it to full completion in you. The hard part here is the true faith and reliance on God and not on our own possibilities. Righteousness is attempting the creation of something beautiful in the eyes of the Lord. Winning or losing, it will bring self-esteem and joy, a great satisfaction that work is done for the Lord. Are you happy now? Is there righteousness, justice upon your life? Is your life all that it can be and will be? If you want more, say yes to the dream God has given you. Go for it. You might make it. Go for it. It might happen. Go for it. Somebody might be helped by it. Go for it. You might rise from poverty to prosperity. Go for it. If you prosper, you might be able to help others. Go for it. Someday somebody will come to you and say thank you. That is satisfaction. It comes when you know you are worthwhile. You've made a contribution. You've made a difference. Hunger and thirst mean go for it. They shall be satisfied means that someone has been helped. A difference has been made. Not something small. God does not go for small things. We have a great God. Your life accounted for something great. You are a part of God's plan. That is to be truly satisfied, to be truly filled by God. In this exploration of righteousness, we have journeyed through the Beatitudes, dwelled on the words of psalmists, and reflected on the divine teachings of Jesus Christ. Each scripture invites us to a deeper understanding of what it means to live a life aligned with God's will. Righteousness, as we've learned, isn't merely about adhering to a set of rules. It is about embodying the spirit of God's law, which is love, justice, and mercy. Through these divine principles, we are called to transform not only our actions, but also our hearts. Our discussion has illuminated the path to true satisfaction, one that is achieved through the pursuit of righteousness. As Jesus promises, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness will be filled. This fulfillment isn't temporal or superficial. It is deep, abiding satisfaction that comes from living in harmony with God's will. Such a pursuit is marked by an active engagement with the world, aiming to manifest God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. It compels us to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. Moreover, the practice of repentance, as highlighted through the scriptures, invites us to continuously realign ourselves with God's purposes. Repentance is not a one-time act, but a lifelong process of turning away from sin and turning towards God. Each step of repentance is a step towards greater alignment with God's dream for us, a dream where we live out the full potential of His creation, reflecting His goodness and love in every action. Let us therefore commit to this righteous path with renewed vigor. May we embrace the divine call to righteousness not as a burden, but as a liberating pursuit that frees us from sin and aligns us with the eternal. As we strive to live out our faith, let us remember that our efforts are not in vain. The promise of God's kingdom is not only for the future, it begins here and now in lives transformed by His grace. In conclusion, pray with me, Lord our God, may our lives be a testament to the righteousness that You desires. May our actions reflect Your love, our decisions promote Your justice, and our lives demonstrate Your mercy. As we walk this path, let us keep our hearts and minds open to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, trusting that You, O Lord, our God who began this good work in us, will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus, and that in and above all things, may seek to glorify You who is worthy of all praise. Amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.